Hey everybody, just want to give you guys a quick update on this one. This is a four-round mock draft that we did on the day three live stream on South Harmon FF on YouTube. It was myself, it was Alan Solowski, it was Mike and Adam and Koopa. So us five did a four-round rookie mock draft for you guys. Went over all the picks. We gave some analysis on some of the picks, too. It's quite a bit of time, so a lot of good stuff in there, a lot of good info, talking out like what a rookie draft would be like for most of us in our leagues. We even gave, like, if we went a fifth round, like some guys that we would even consider in the fifth round as well. So a lot of good talk in here. A lot of good stuff I think you guys are going to appreciate and use for your rookie draft. So just wanted to kind of give you guys a heads up. This is going to post as a podcast and as a YouTube video on the South Harmon YouTube. So if you want to watch the video and see the actual draft on your screen, you can do that. If you're listening on the podcast form, this is obviously just the podcast form. So appreciate you guys, everybody that came in, tapped in. The giveaways, the super chats, all that, man, the love you guys gave us, the amount of people that came in, stopped by, said hi, and joined us on all 3 days was incredible. So shout out to everybody in the South Harmon community. We really appreciate you guys. But without further ado, here is the mock draft.
Cozy. On, like a bed of nails? Like, what do you have, an air mattress? What do you got over there?
Not quite it's like a fake air mattress. It's like a cheap real mattress.
Okay. Who wants first pick?
So do I click on this Google Doc or how do I get into this sleeper thing?
You can just click on the Google Doc. He's keeping track of it.
Mike. You want the first? Yeah, we'll keep track of it. And
I'm happy to. Oh, okay. So I don't need to go into the sleeper thing.
Someone No. I do it. I set the players in here. We're going top to bottom.
I'll take pick one.
I'll give it to you. Yep.
Oh, fuck yeah. Fuck. Suck it. Let me take myself out of here. What am I?
Okay,
six?
Unless you were.
No, we're good. Five. Nailed it. All right, Alan, who are you picking with pick one?
I mean, I would say that in 98% of our drafts, I'm in 40 leagues, guys, we're going to see Caleb. So I'm just going to, that's what I would do.
By the way, I want to set the stage. 12 team, super flex, start 10, PPR, half point tight end premium, vanilla.
6-point passer.
I love that that's vanilla because, like, by most people, that's like, you know, having
I seen
three-way with like a farm animal involved, and you know,
we're making it the norm, Alan, because I'm tired of seeing like people. I saw a bunch of 1QB mocks posted yesterday that made me want to vomit. Like, right. Why the fuck are we still doing this?
Not non PPR touchdown only.
Yeah, fuck this shit.
What a great year to be in one quarterback,
Adam. Yeah. Two.
Let's go ahead and go Jaden.
All right. E3.
Marvin Harrison Jr.
Coop.
Oh, I'm four this time around?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, sorry. That's me. I'm fucking terrible at this. I can't count. Got you, buddy. You know what? Drake May's done enough with what they gave him today. I'll go Drizzy. We got Coop, right. Five. Back to back, five and six.
We'll go JJ, and then we'll go Neighbors.
JJ and Neighbors. All right, I'll go ahead and go Rome.
I've seen Eric. In the mocks I've been looking at, Neighbors is going way earlier than this. This is interesting. I always like to see. This is why I like to do mocks in multiple platforms and different with different people.
This is
there's people big chain. Mad in the chat right now. Big mad Good. In the chat right
Good.
Now.
Good.
All right, I'm up at eight. I think for the super flex, I'll go Bo Nix.
Bo Nix.
Holy shit!
Yes,
we are. The ADP data is being skewed by South Harmon. Let's fucking go, baby.
Let's I mean,
that's,
do this.
That's where I would take him. I thought this. I think that's a chalk pick. Bo, you're starting. This is like where we took Kenny Pickett, right?
Right.
Looking at Adico's Dynasty Data Lab, right? And if I just look at post NFL drafts so far. Bo Nix is going at the 205, Alan.
That's not going to hold. That's not going to hold.
I would hope not.
It's a starting quarterback. If you made the playoffs and got knocked out in round one, and now you have a chance to get a quarterback, you lost because, like, Russell Wilson was your quarterback or something, you know?
People hate him, though.
Means I got him at 110, but, I mean,
I hate I don't him, know just not 205. Chalk,
but... Yeah, that's not going to happen. There's Dynasty players are getting so much more, they're getting sharper and more educated by the day.
Why don't I got fixed snake?
It we'll depends on what channel you watch, is what I'm hearing. But wait, who's up?
Jesus.
Me? Or me? Is this me?
Yeah, it's you, Adam.
All right. We fade tight ends here, so we're going Brian Thomas man. Jr.
My man.
Alan?
Alan back to back, 10 and 11.
I mean, Brock Bowers is available.
He is.
Who?
He sure is.
Are you guys kidding? Come on.
Who's Brock Bowers?
Doesn't he play tight end?
Yep. Brock Bowers.
Koopa, Alan, the guy up top, he's proven. He plays. It's factual data now. Tight ends don't matter.
He Alan, plays do you best got, catcher.
Alan, like do you that. Got access to the warp tool? Because you might need it.
But so you guys don't think that Brock Bowers, even in this, like you said, 1.5 premium or 1.75?
Yeah, half point bonus.
Okay. So, but
1.75, I would have taken him.
Okay. Right. So that's
I think this is right.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Over Brian Thomas, who, I mean, you agree that there is a bust chance, but there's like a 600-yard, 3-touchdown season that's like very much in play here?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah,
for Brock Bowers, that's not possible. All right. So at the one, see, this is the Penix spot, I think, for me, and I know that's not for everybody. Should I take Penix or should I play it as if? No, I'm taking Penix. I'm in this draft.
Take it how you want.
I'm taking
it.
Penix.
Thank you.
Understanding. This is an asset possibly for next year.
I like Allen to make his decisions on his own. I love this.
All right,
big
Adam.
Time win. All right, I actually would have taken Penix. So good call. I'm gonna go ahead and take Worthy here. Xavier Worthy. To me, I think this is an asset. Like Xavier Worthy is, he could have a rough season going, and have one huge week, and then the whole community goes crazy.
Yeah.
So is Worthy and Brian Thomas, is that close for you guys, or is that? I mean, how far apart are those two?
Same tier for me.
I have Brian Thomas a little ahead of Worthy as far as the one tier up, but they're 108 and 111 in my ranks, respectively.
I think I'm probably 50-50 on it. Just for a portfolio standpoint, I'd probably take half of my shares in Worthy, half of Brian Thomas, if those were my only two choices.
Kamani Vidal to the Chargers.
Okay, so Eric, where are you at?
Interesting for Vidal. That's a good spot for him, too.
All right, I'm up for the next pick.
Yeah.
All right.
201. That's how the board came.
I would go Keon Coleman.
Yeah, I would. That's where I'm at, too.
Oh, man.
Can we talk about the fact that we not only got 6 quarterbacks in the first 12 picks, but KC needs a pass catcher. The Bills need a pass catcher, and they both took one in the top 33 picks.
Right.
Yeah.
Boner jams.
All right, this is my draft, my pick, so I'm going with my guy, Xavier Leggett.
Wow.
Is he gonna be the first round wide receiver in the real NFL draft that drops to the second round? Is he the Jahan Dotson, the Brandon Ayuk, the Kadarius Toney? Keep
That's
going.
That's what
right?
it feels like for a lot of
yeah,
people.
Yeah. Don't forget about Ricky Pearsall, who will come off a lot later.
Yeah. Until Debo or Ayuk get done.
That's the key. Yeah. The trade is the key.
All right.
Wow. I am DB. I'm concerned about you.
All right. First, I'm gonna do McConkey.
Love that one.
Yep. Like that.
And then... Wait,
can I ask Coop a question, though, before he makes his next pick?
Yeah.
McConkey versus Keon Coleman was a question that I was just asked on the Player Profiler stream. I'm curious how you answer that and why.
So my gut is going to go Keon Coleman just because I think that the path to him getting a high volume of targets thrown his way, and it doesn't matter exactly what his quality is as a receiver, I think that is higher. I do think that there's a little bit of I think a lot of people are sleeping on Curtis Samuel in terms of what he can do in Buffalo, but I think Keon Coleman, he does have that better opportunity with what we are expecting out of the Buffalo offense. Ladd McConkey, I think we're expecting the Chargers to run the ball a bunch. And I think that kind of that mutes Ladd McConkey a little bit. And his target competition is similar in Joshua Palmer, in terms of if you're comparing Joshua Palmer to Curtis Samuel.
Is that consensus, guys? Ladd versus Keon Coleman. It's going to be Coleman.
For me, it'll be Coleman as well.
I think it's really close. I think you can make the case. I have Coleman ahead of Ladd.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go Coleman, just the landing spot with Buffalo, and we know the Chargers are going to run the piss out of the ball, so I'll go with the higher passing volume offense.
While I'll say I have Keon, I'll just make the Ladd case, is that Dalton Kincaid, if Keon plays in the big slot, Dalton Kincaid and him are similar as far as target competition goes. Ladd, I don't think has any... Let's say the Chargers we're going really conservative. Let's say they throw the ball 500 times. If Ladd doesn't get 110 targets, that would be horrible for him.
As of right now, the ADP has Ladd in the first round and Keon in the mid second. So
I personally think that it will shake out that Ladd's slightly ahead of Keon, but I think they're all in the same tier.
Again, I've been watching all of the streams all weekend long, and consensus. You got to see. I have I got Debbie. I got football guys. I'm curious what everyone is doing. And Ladd McConkey is ahead of Keon Coleman on most of these streams. And I think that the five of us are in alignment here that Coleman is, it's close, but Coleman's like who I would pick.
Yeah. People also they want to see Keon fail.
Why? Why is he that guy?
They don't like him. They hated him from the start.
Because there's a thing called reception perception, and his 40 wasn't fast. There's just, Alan, there's metrics, man.
They don't like him.
Get on board.
It's a good thing I watch football, so I don't have to read the metrics.
There you go. Koopa, right. What is your second
watch
pick?
Watch football.
All right, second pick, I'm gonna take the Ricky Pearsall.
Ricky Pearsall. The fifth option on the San Francisco 49ers offense.
And by the way, the reason I'm asking you guys these questions, because I know that these are the questions I'm going to have when my sleeper notifications start going off like a slot machine in two days, you know?
Right.
For sure.
I got a tough one here.
Whenever you call me, I'll be there, Alan.
All right.
Make the mistake, Mike, so I can pick the right guy.
I got a tough
one. Eric, that's a good one. I think he might. That is absolutely insane.
I'm going to go with Jonathan Brooks.
He made the right pick.
Right pick for me?
No, right pick for you. That's who I wanted was Jonathan Brooks. So that's
I want to give clarity to this, all right? Running back that Eric says is the right pick, coming off the board in the middle of the second. The last five drafts in Superflex, there's a first-round running back, if not a running back coming off in top five.
No shit.
Yep.
Just to give you an idea where we are today.
Yeah. Brooks is probably.
There's Malik Washington. Okay.
Miami. Where'd he go? Oh.
Miami Dolphins.
That's interesting, though, guys, right?
I might take him right here.
Oh, what a massive Braxton Berrios upgrade.
Is this, Coop, what is it? A defibrillator? Is this a defibrillator to Washington from where he was like 10 minutes ago?
100%.
Were we expecting him to. I think he was dead. He's so far dead, the defibrillator just doesn't work.
I think this is much. I think this is kind of like when Miami went up to KC. They froze. It's over. It's done.
All right.
It's Alan, something to talk about today. I just
Alan, in these other ones that you're talking, where is Jonathan Brooks going? DB wants to.
Yeah, I think in all the other streams, it's split. So if you have five or eight people arguing, half of them say Benson, half of them say Brooks. But what's funny is the Brooks people say they'll take him in the 1.7 to 1.10 range. The Benson people say he's a second round pick. So it sounds like the Brooks side of it is more convicted.
More
whereas
bullish.
The Benson side is like, hey, he's just the guy I like better.
I get you.
Gotcha.
For sure.
Eric, what are you doing?
So looking it over, I think I am going to pull.
Is this where you take Jordan Travis?
No, I'm going to pull the trigger on Adam's guy, A.D. Mitchell.
What?
Right before Adam picks too. What a G.
Is he the faller? He's the faller, right? Of where he was before the draft.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. But still, second round, to a team that needs a second wide receiver, I'll go with it.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
He was not one of the guys in consideration for me, though, Eric.
Him and Keon Coleman basically switched bodies, right? Switched,
they did.
Switched,
that's a good one.
Yeah.
They swapped jerseys.
They swapped by the way, fantasy careers.
By the way, let's just, for example, if A.D. Mitchell went where Keon did,
yeah, he'd go even higher.
A.D. Mitchell would be going ahead of Ladd and arguably ahead of Xavier Worthy.
If right. Keon and, ahead of, and ahead of Michael Penix.
If Keon Coleman went 52 to the Colts, he would be dead.
He would be dead.
I just want to.
He'd be a third rounder.
To give clarity to how much people hate Keon Coleman, he's a polarizing prospect.
Yep, yeah. I'm with you on that one, Adam. That's a good analysis because AD would be locked in. Like people would be like, he's my wide receiver four.
Yeah, the psychology yeah, of rookie drafts is the most fascinating part of it all.
It's for the sure. The spot is bad with a lower volume passing offense, running quarterback, and a super alpha target hog in Michael Pittman, which pushes AD down.
Who's up,
Adam? It's going to be Jalen Polk here for me.
That was the other guy I was considering, Adam.
Happy. I'm happy to take the discount Ladd McConkey here. Like, we talk about Ladd's walking into a situation where he's going to get a bunch of targets. We like the quarterback. Drake May is less proven, but could be good. And Jalen Polk has no target competition except for some guy that Mike refused to call Pop for a while.
Now I call him Pop.
There you go.
Alan, you got back-to-backers.
Yeah, if I'm sitting on the clock here, I'm just like, Trey Benson's the type of player that would go at, you know, no later than like 111 in most years. But sure. I'm going to take him here. It's so hard. I know you guys, this is a running back hate room, but this is the cheapest to get him is in rookie drafts, right?
No, this is about where Trey goes, but
this
yeah,
is actually this is where we would take room. Him to.
Okay, yep. Good. That makes me.
I have no qualms with that pick. That's a good
Johnny
spot for him.
Wilson yep. to the Eagles.
Oh,
hey, we got a new tight end.
I was going to say, is it tight end Johnny Wilson or is it?
It's tight end Johnny Wilson.
Wide receiver.
Okay. Tight end Johnny Wilson. Let's go.
You said back to backers, right?
Yep. You get another one, Alan.
All right. This is the part of like.
This is where you double dip, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, no, I'm not. I'm just going
to. Are you a double dipper at parties? Really?
Not a double dipper. You saw that at Seinfeld episode? That's a good one. That's a good one.
Double dip and shaved pussy. These are the topics when Alan comes on.
I mean, you know, is there anything better to talk about?
What do you think about the warp? Ginger ale and milk and vodka.
Yeah, exactly. We can talk about the warp tool or we can talk about shaved beef. You know, one of the two.
Dude,
I like Roman Wilson. I think there's a chance. I trust the Steelers, you know, second round. I mean, you know, non-first round wide receivers have worked out there. You know, if you're going to take a receiver there, obviously there's other having the two picks, I'm trying to split the positions. That's all.
I like all right. that.
Adam?
Classy. No double dipping. Which then this is kind of where I have quite a. This is about where it starts feeling a little more uncomfortable. To give clarity, that's 210. That's insane. That's how good this class is.
Yep.
I'm going to take... Fuck it. Blake Corum. Kyren is going to be the 1B.
Yes. My man.
Dial in.
Can we talk about this for a minute, though, guys? I'm curious of some analysis on this because I've heard Kyren. Okay, he did. What was the
plan?
Was there consensus or was it split?
No. There's absolutely no consensus on this. This is the most emotional that Dynasty gamers are going to be. This is a guy that people were going to have at running back 6, and then Blake Corum went to the wrong LA team. Went to the wrong LA team.
That's funny.
And now. Keep Trade Cut, the way that it does its algorithm, is fucked because everyone's going to keep saying that has Kyren shares. He's running back 2. He's running back 1. They won't. They're not going to admit defeat. So
Sean McVay
it's polarizing.
Yeah, he doesn't use. I mean, he's never used the two backs, right? It's always been one running back.
False.
Talk to me. I was thinking as a question, not as a statement. Oh, so.
You good? You good, Alan? We touched this one just to summarize, though. Coop brought that up. The last 2 years have been. Predominant touch guys, right? Cam Akers 2 years ago, Kyren last year. The Girl 2 years before that, though, they split.
Okay.
I mean, you're talking about guys, you had three guys with like 100 carries, 100 plus carries, somewhere in that range.
It was Akers, Henderson.
So you had a Sony Michel, Henderson, and I don't remember who the other shitter was.
Malcolm Brown.
Brown. You had that year. And then you had the Akers, Henderson, and I don't remember who the other fucking guy was. No, this is post Todd Gurley.
Okay. So the other thing is, doesn't okay. So what are you guys projecting to be the split? I mean, Kyren's still going to be the lead, and he's still going to be the one you want.
We think,
and I'll admit that there's more risk at this point. So you don't even believe that. You said it could be just Corum as a lead guy.
This time last year, let me ask you, Alan, how safe did you feel about Cam Akers' workload after what you just saw year before?
I did feel secure, and obviously it was incorrect, but he didn't have the season that Kyren Williams had.
He did not.
No, but also they didn't draft a third round running back for when Cam Akers was supposedly the job guy.
Right. He was a second rounder, right?
Yeah, but Kyren went what? Day three?
Five.
Right?
Round five.
Yep.
I think there's enough stink around Kyren where his range became so gigantic, where he could be anywhere again from being RB6 and Blake Corum is a fucking nothing to him. To Blake Corum is a major pain in his ass, and we're looking at a 50-50 split, let's say. And all of a sudden, Kyren is more of a RB 28 to 32 type player.
Oof, that hurts.
I think the big thing for me with Kyren is this. Kyren was really, really good this year, but he had the largest opportunity of any running back, including Christian McCaffrey, right? So the thing is, let's even say that he's the 1A. Like, Kyren's ceiling's capped, and that's what the appeal with Kyren always was, is he's a high-ceiling play. He's not that anymore. Unless they literally just use a third-round pick for a guy that will not play at all. He's literally going to play not one snap.
Kyren missed a lot of time, right? I mean, he missed like 3-4 weeks at a clip. They were calling Daryl Henderson off the couch. I mean, that they can't have that again.
Royce Freeman got a job this year because of what he did last year when they called him off the street.
Right. Skeletor, go back to the earlier part of the stream. You can check it out. The other case is the guys that don't get that really high opportunity that thrive or top 12 options are insanely talented guys. Jonathan Taylor's. Jahmyr Gibbs. Like, Kyren Williams isn't the reason he's so good again is because of all that opportunity. It's not because he's a generational talent.
Right. But he does everything well, right? Doesn't he like pass block well?
He does. He does everything well when he gets 82% of the snaps.
Right. Right. Hey, look. And then what was that guy on Baltimore a couple of years ago that had like the one season out of nowhere, and then he was a third round pick and redraft, and then nobody ever heard from him again? That was
Justin Forsett.
Forsett. So you're saying this could be like a Forsett situation?
Good call, Eric. That's
a nice one from the memory bank. Let me just ask though, Rashad White had a great season based on volume. Because there was fucking nobody. Chase Edmonds didn't do fuck all. Keyshawn Vaughn didn't do it. If Blake Corum had been the third round pick of the fucking Tampa Bay Buccaneers, how would you feel about Rashad White today? You'd be shitting your pants, wouldn't you? Mm-hmm. I mean, they came out and they said, like, we want to reduce his role and all this stuff. You got a coach where he hasn't said that he wants to reduce Kyren's role, but he has been historically finicky with just, I'll give it to whoever the fuck I feel like when I want to. We may split this. I don't know. It's the same thing. It's just because Kyren had such a good season, people got in their good feels, and it's going to take a while for him to be more logical about where to rank him. I think he's fine if the cost comes down. If the cost comes down to something more reasonable, good. I'm back in on Kyren. But as of right now, Keep Trade Cut's like, yeah, he's still locked in top 10. Fuck y'all.
Okay, here's a better way to think about it. And we'll know in like 3 days from now because there's so many. Here, you guys need to talk about Shane Joe right here.
No, just thanks, Shane. Thanks for the super chat. He's in and out watching the NHL playoffs. Just want to say enjoy the live show, boys. Well done. Thanks, Shane. Man. Appreciate you.
Yeah. When something like that comes up, come on. I can't. I got a seed to Shane Joe there.
Super chat.
Yeah. Let's check the underdog, the best ball stuff in 2 days from now because they'll have thousands of drafts. So that's a good sample size.
Right.
And we'll see what the redraft market thinks of them.
There you go. Yeah. I like that. You're up on the clock with this pick.
Alright, so we had Corum go. Let's see, who else do we got here?
Hey, but that's what a mock's about, right? When a pick is made, having a conversation about the pick. Because this is what everyone's about to experience in real time.
Yep.
Okay. I think I'm going to go ahead and take... Man, that's close.
Clock expired, auto pick.
Yeah.
Troy Franklin,
I'm going to take Jermaine Burton for the Bengals.
Fuck you.
I considered him over Roman Wilson. What's I'm curious of Eric's take on him. You took him there. What's his upside here at this point?
Hopefully he's the starting slot for the Bengals with Tyler Boyd gone. So
that's
I'll take that spot in a Joe Burrow offense. That's kind of what I'm hoping for. If he could produce what three quarters of what Tyler Boyd could do, I'll be pretty happy with that in his rookie year.
I think DB's screaming for one of his guys right now.
Pass.
I'm just pass.
Marshawn Lloyd for me.
Yeah, those are the two I was going between.
Last two running backs there that you're really looking at. Yep. Well, running back and then Jermaine Burton was my other one. I was pissed that you took Burton. Coop.
Two in a row.
Yeah.
Are we doing round three? Let's get it.
We
got enough. We'll do all
four. We're gonna test everyone's knowledge.
You got more than enough.
Yeah. Oh. We got all those guys gone.
Can I ask you guys about a player that hasn't been picked yet? Just because I'm dying of curiosity. Yeah,
depends on the player, but maybe.
I guess it was really who's the tight end two, and where should he go? I guess you don't have to say where he should go because we're doing a mock. But who is the tight end two for you guys now?
Are we going to have a consensus on who the tight end two is?
I don't think so.
That's still Benson for me.
That's yours.
Do you like where Sanders landed, even though it's the fourth round?
I love where Sanders landed.
Yeah. I don't know that you'll have a consensus. If there was going to be a consensus, I would say it's probably Samat, but Sanders is a guy that a lot of people really attach themselves to the name.
Yeah. And fourth round,
first pick of the fourth round, and the landing spot, there's no one in front of him, right? So that's going to make it convoluted, I think.
Yeah. This is the funny comment. You made a good one earlier, Tim, and then you made a terrible one now. What do these running backs have for draft capital? Day two.
Actually, can I tell you the worst part about the running backs? People thought this class was bad. Jonathan Brooks, aside from him, okay, because no one is looking at Chuba Hubbard or Miles Sanders in Dynasty really, really glowingly. Not saying they don't own them, but no one's taking them as their bell cow backs. Everybody else went to a landing spot that kind of kills the entire thing. Cardinals, if you were a James Conner fan. The Rams, I mean, Kyron, we already went through that. Mm-hmm. Marshawn Lloyd went to the they just brought in Jacobs to a deal. The Dolphins, I mean, people have Devon Achane in like top six or seven. Bucky Irving is a much, much worse version of Rashad White. Will Shipley went to where Saquon's at. Like, the Bills, Ray Davis is James Cook. None of them went to a landing spot that we love.
Yeah. The Benson one, I just thought that has not really, that's a Michael Carter is dead take, right? I mean, that's basically what that is.
He's definitely dead.
Yeah, I mean, he was on my roster. Like, I won't hesitate to cut him now if I need a spot.
On this wide receiver running back fucking debate here for these guys, I like my chances of these running backs getting an opportunity far before I like round three wide receivers without top 50 draft capital getting an opportunity. Right. And if you don't fucking believe me, here's the dudes last year who were taken in the third round. Tank Dell, nice hit. Jalen Hyatt, Cedric Tillman. Josh Downs was fine. Michael Wilson, he was okay. Trey Tucker was a third rounder. Darius Davis, Charlie Jones, Tyler Scott, Justin Shorter, Dontavian Wicks, Puka Nacua, Parker Washington. Like, there's far more just busts and misses and who gives a fuck in there.
Right.
Like, the running backs will at least get some opportunity at some point with day two draft capital. You don't know. It's a crapshoot with these wide receivers. You get past, like, top 50 draft capital.
Dude, we were taking – go ahead, Eric.
Isn't the warp value on third round picks fucking negative, Koopa?
It's probably almost good. There.
Yeah.
It hits negative when you're talking about a warp because you're talking about when do you actually start these guys? You can get to about the middle of the third round before that point is just negative.
But isn't the price for the running backs commensurate with the value hit? Like, we would have to take these type of guys in top six picks. In the past, like the RB1 and RB2.
All right, Jonathan Brooks. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about 23, which is supposed to be the best class we ever saw. Hindsight, it's obviously not. Jonathan Brooks goes pick 46 to the Panthers. He's like going just behind JSN, probably. Remember, we took Zach Charbonnet fucking in the first round a lot of times in drafts. That's insane.
And Breece Hall was a 1.01 in a lot of drafts when he was taken in the second
round. Yeah, that class was definitely without quarterback. But no, I mean, you're right.
It's the price is, you know, like the draft cost. Now you're running back one is 2. What is it? 5? And then RB2 is 2.8?
Right. Is that where it books him up to a 5? Yeah.
Yep, 205.
So,
yeah.
It's worse, but it's cheaper.
Here's your third round receivers in 2022. Velus Jones, Jalen Tolbert, David Bell, Danny Gray.
Fucking woof.
Here's your third round receivers in 21. Josh Palmer, Dyami Brown, Amari Rodgers, Nico Collins, Anthony Schwartz.
Yeah. Couple okay, and the rest fucking dog shit.
Dog shit.
There's a track star in there.
2020. Antonio Gibson was a wide receiver. Lynn Bowden, Brian Edwards, Devin Duvernay.
Woof.
2019. Jalen Hurd. Remember that guy?
Yep.
Deontay Johnson, yes. Yep. Terry McLaurin, yes. Jalen Miles Hurd. Boykin. Miles Boykin. Remember all the Miles Boykin that we used to be excited about?
He's still in
about?
The league somehow.
Somehow he's still in the fucking league. Michael Gallup, Traquan Smith in 2018. I'm not saying they're completely dead assets, but if I got to make a bet, it's going to be the running back drafted in day two versus the wide receiver if he wasn't, you know, a decent second round pick.
Right. Like I held Ty Chandler. I know he was like a fifth round like rookie pick for like 3 years, but he actually came through in like a week 12 when I needed a win to get in the playoffs. Like, and I knew it would. It's like we get those clarified starts with those guys.
Right.
The 2017 ones, I don't know who most of these fucking people are.
Who? Let's say the names.
Tywan Taylor.
I remember him.
Adarius Stewart. Carlos Henderson. Chad Williams.
Carlos Henderson, that was a Broncos pick, I think, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Think Amara so. Amara Darbo.
Oh, you remember Amara?
I remember Darbo.
Darbo. There was some real sickos in on Darbo.
Yeah, there definitely was. I remember that.
All right, Coop, it's third round, though. Who are you taking? Back-to-back picks here.
All right, back-to-back in this order. Jalen Wright. And then Spencer Rattler.
Oh. Yeah.
Yep, okay. This is what we talked about, right? Third round for Rattler is, I mean, awesome. Who's a couple of other past guys that went around that spot, not Hendon Hooker, that actually panned out or you got a couple starts from?
Aiden O'Connell last year.
Aiden mm-hmm. O'Connell.
That was your guy, Eric, right?
Yep.
Man, this pick is gross.
Are there any other ones that were like fourth round running backs in the past? Or fourth round quarterbacks?
Dak Prescott.
I mean,
he's third rounder, right?
I'd say that worked out pretty good.
It did work out.
There's a guy that just went through legal tampering.
Yeah. Kirk O'Chains.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, there's plenty of Clayton Tunes.
Hate him now, Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
I mean, like at this spot, though, if we're being honest, this is where like I'll start taking some of these day two wide receivers just because fuck it, right? Gardner, everything else is off the board.
Gardner Minshew, Sam Howell.
Mm-hmm. Although Howell was like firmly, for some reason, he was a second round pick, right? In a lot of your rookie drafts?
Even though he went in the, what,
fifth round, or something like that. Yeah, that was strange. Well, may work out after all this year.
Right.
Man. Was that punny because of the other North Carolina quarterback? May work out. I like that.
Ah, very good.
All right, I'll take Corley here.
It's almost like you're playing a little 4D chess right now.
That was you, like buddy. I'm just reiterating. Nice job. Corley, okay.
Eric.
Forgot about him.
I will go Ray Davis, Buffalo Bills.
Fuck.
Wow, you really don't like James Cook. Or
fuck
me.
No. He hates Adam.
That screws everything up. Let's go with reluctantly. I mean, very reluctantly. Wait a minute. Hold on. Let me make sure. Yeah, he's gone. Very reluctantly, I'm going to take... wait, is Troy Franklin gone too?
Nope.
Okay. I just want to make sure. Yeah, Troy Franklin. It will be. I'm going to flip him to somebody in the chat that loves him.
Alan, back-to-back thirds.
Oh, I'm up again?
Yep.
Okay.
Twice, too.
So let's just talk this through. Ray Davis over Troy Franklin. That's did we forget about Franklin? He was at the top of the queue. Where I'm taking running backs over the day three.
I'm gonna have my answer on Ray Davis sooner than I will Franklin. And I like the landing spot for Ray Davis. Yeah. I think he should at least be a part of the committee. I mean, they cleared out.
Oh, Latavius Patriots. Murray.
What happened?
Joe Milton.
Bazooka Joe.
Bazooka Joe backing up Drake May.
Who says he's a backup?
They cleared out Latavius and Fournette, so there isn't really anybody there other than Ray Davis and Cook, so I'll go Ray Davis.
Right. This is the Damian Harris replacement, which was really the Latavius. Okay, that's fair. That's fair. Yeah. All right, I'm up. I added into an argument, which I lost live on air. I got out data pointed. So I'm going to totally just say Audric Estime, and this is Sean Payton's pick. Yuck. I was trying to argue for Javonte Williams, and I got totally ganged up on and bullied out of a stream. So
you lost the argument. You lost the argument for sure, because if you didn't win that argument, you got bullied for sure losing that one.
Yeah,
you let that happen?
Well, again, I just didn't feel like I just said. So this is how we left it. We made a $50 bet. I said that Audric Estime is going to be a week one inactive, and they said he's going to take the job basically from Javonte by midseason. So,
well, you won the war. They may have won the battle.
That's it. That's it. So, and you don't.
And those who laugh last laugh loudest. You know?
Exactly. Never argue with a fool in public. Onlookers may never know who is who. Right?
Again, sub-90 speed score guy. He's dead.
Right. But estimate, I mean, in this area, like, you know, one hit away running back that could on a bad offense.
He's not even faster than P. Ride.
My Tanner McLaughlin to the Bengals. Gonna fucking.
Is it mine?
Be over Eric Hall.
No, Allen's got
I'm up.
Mess up your Eric Hall.
What? Javon Baker was taken already?
No, sir.
Okay. I probably would have taken him ahead of estimate if I only had one pick. So if you want to switch that, so the aesthetics look better for me.
No, this well, okay. He says so.
Yeah,
he says
so. For him. Look at that. The speed in which you manipulate.
May have done a few of these.
It makes that beard even more sexy, doesn't it?
No. Yes. Yes. I'm turned on.
Fucking fast.
This. Love this.
Definitely not shaved. Full beard. Shit.
This is, let's not. Not just yet. Can I talk five hours into
this fucking stream? I can talk about whatever I
want. Can I tell you what I'm doing here? The old seat coming a mile away. Someone puts their pick on the block right now, as if they thought someone's going to give them something great for it. Because nobody wants. This is about where I'm good. I'm cool. I don't really love any picks at this point. I'll just take. Is he gone? Rasheen Ali available?
Yes.
Take him. I'm just going to start taking my shots on running backs, although I definitely missed one I should have taken, frankly.
For anyone just tuning into the stream now, though, I meant to ask you before that, did you guys have a Baker take? Do you like, even though this is the expected draft capital, but do you like the landing spot in New England?
Could have been a lot worse, right?
I think the landing spot's great. Yeah. I think the landing spot, though, might end up getting people to chase Baker, which I don't think is a great bet in day three.
At this cost though, at 3-4,
yeah. I mean, sure. I don't mind the spot that you took him at. No. Can I actually undo if he can flip flop picks? I'm gonna take Tyrone Tracy instead of Rasheen Ali here, please. Sorry, Eric.
No, you're good.
Admittedly, I didn't know much about Ali before he came up on the screen. What is who's a good comparison for him in the NFL?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
Yeah.
Is he a good compliment to Derrick Henry?
He had the requisite speed score, which was the first thing that I looked at. He's not a giant
production
back.
At Marshall. Yeah, he's a little smaller.
He's not a giant back, but he hit the speed score metric that I needed.
Right.
And those guys were screaming about Dylan Laub or Laube, however you say it.
Laube.
Yeah.
Laube.
Is this a pro Laube stream?
I like Laube.
I like Laube. He still hasn't had his name called yet, right?
Coop, nope, you put your thumb up on that one?
Still
that's a thumb up, Coop?
It's a thumb up on him because he's a guy that can go out there and pass catch. So if you're talking about PPR leagues, that's an easy way to get yourself a couple extra points that can bump you up an extra tier.
All right.
Hmm.
I don't mean to table talk, but we're just, this isn't for real money. Away. So
no, it's for real money.
Laube hasn't even been picked yet. So
Right.
It'd be hard to take him in here just because you don't know where he is.
Actually, is there anyone right now that hasn't been drafted that you'd be considering right now on the clock?
No.
No one, right?
Not right now. In a round, I'll be considering Laube for sure.
All right. I am up. I am... I don't want to go tight end, even though this is maybe the spot they could go, but I'm going to keep going running back.
TIP?
I'm going to go. No, hell no. I'm going to go Bucky. I'll go Bucky Irving.
No, Eric.
Fucking trash.
I would take him above these other running backs that are still available.
Eric, there's people here that are watching this.
Yeah.
And Eric, Bucky versus Estime. Where are you going?
Probably Bucky still.
Okay.
I think I have him above. Let me make sure.
Because I think I would too. I wish I can. Can we roll that back? I was kidding.
Yeah, I have Bucky above Estime. I have Bucky above Braylon. So yeah.
Well, Braylon is now. You think the dynasty players are still going to want Braylon Allen in the late third, early fourth round?
Gosh, no, it's over.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought dead on arrival. Not even RIP.
Why do they do this? Why the Jets have a serious problem? How many? They're just going to take all of them in round three, and the guys that we want, kind of. Why do you do this to us?
I'll take Will Shipley here.
That's a homer pick.
Homer pick. Jeez. Coop.
All right. 1.5 tight end premium, right?
Yep. 1.5.
Bro, RIP the third round.
1.5, and I'm just double checking who's left.
Joshua Jerry, that's not any value at all. That's a trap.
Hey, does 1.5 with all the tools that you guys have on South Harmon, does 1.5 really move the needle at all versus a 1.0?
Nope. No, it's like hitting the gas pedal with no gas.
Right. So what's the first number? 1.75 that makes a difference?
Yes. You start to get some there.
1.75. So like 1.5 is basically like, hey, the guys, your tight end's like 13, 14. You could argue they might be able to hit into your flex.
Okay.
1.75, now you're getting like, okay, tight ends 15, 16, 17. Those guys are now viable flex options.
So then I have an obvious question here. I just did a startup the other day, right? Every year we do a draft before the draft, the day of, with rookies unlanded. So we do the whole draft. The point of this was that it was double PPR tight end, right? So now we're cooking here. So I took, yes. So I took basically McBride, Dalton Kincaid, and Travis Kelce in rounds 3, 4, 5. Is that an optimal move in double PPR, or is that kind of like a little overkill in when you could start three flexes and a super flex?
I'm going to defer to the Warp Master on this.
I'm fine doing that. Like I think what you are playing into at that point is you're choosing three tight ends that are going to catch a lot of passes, and that's just going to get you a ton of points. Uh-huh. And that is totally fine to do. You're going to have better flex spots, and you just have to understand that you're going to have a little bit of a harder time filling, say, that like wide receiver three spot or something like that.
Well, what happens in dynasty startups, as you know, Coop, that good receivers that go in like round 4 of redraft fall to like round 8. Like I got Cooper Kupp and Amari Cooper as my wide receiver 2 and 3.
Yep. And that's the way you end up playing it, is you go, okay, these wide receivers, because we talk about it all the time, how the wide receivers that are drafted in round 4 of your startup are almost the same as the wide receivers that you're drafting in round 9. Mm. It's just that you just have a younger age on the guys that you're drafting in round 4. And so if you're trying to look at, I'm going to build a team that's going to be productive, it's going to be able to compete, then you can get away with, hey, my third wide receiver is that guy in round 9. Right. Where you might have a problem is, hey, now that guy that I drafted in round 8, round 9 gets hurt or is on bye, and I need to fill that lineup spot with something, and you don't have a depth option to put in there that is near that same caliber.
Okay, so that's the opportunity cost, is the depth of wide receiver.
That's the opportunity cost. So what the important thing you have to do is, with those tight ends that you're drafting to fill those flex spots, you cannot do extra tight ends beyond the number of flex spots that you have. Okay. I do the same thing when I'm drafting these running back heavy scoring leagues. I still don't. I see the Warp tool say you should have a bajillion running backs, and running back is the best thing on the board. But if I can't fit that running back into a flex spot, I am not drafting another running back. I need to. I need to have players that can fill the positions that are in my lineup.
All right. I think that's a good piece of actionable takeaway right there. That's awesome.
Yeah, Alan went with the anti-me strategy.
Yeah, but double PPR, man. Double.
Yeah, well, my favorite even in those leagues, just because the tight end volume falls. Like, we're in a, what, two tight end? I don't know what the premium is in this startup coop, but.
1.5, this one here. Oh, the startup here. Sorry.
The startup here, Adam. What is this? Me and Cooper in one together.
Nice.
I'm pulling it up right now. It is actually a 2.5 tight end reception for a tight end.
Right. I still didn't touch a fucking tight end until, what, 13? Somewhere in there.
I mean, that's the other way to play it. Yeah. That's the other way.
I do think the strategy, though, if you're going
to. Bonuses to the other ones, too, which was part of it as well. Is that just because it said it's 2.5 points for every tight end reception doesn't mean that there isn't something that is like running backs point per carry. I think our wide receivers do have a bonus as well of some. Yeah, our wide receivers are 1.25 per catch. That all still has an effect.
Yep. It sounds like either you go all in or you just wait. I mean,
I was going to say, it's a Sal Harmon thing. You lean into it, whatever way you're going to go. You know,
unless that warp
shave your beard or grow that fucker all the way out. Unless like, that you're looking at polar opposites.
Unless that warp graph for tight ends is like the number one position or right up there with like quarterbacks, for example, I don't fuck with them anymore. In startups, I just go, I'm going to pick like five dudes in round fucking 12 through 20 something and come away with all studs at other positions and just so much depth and power there where it's like, I'm going to keep pace with your tight ends just because that's how the tight ends usually work, right? Mm. Random guy goes out and catches fucking five passes and a touchdown. And you're like, oh shit. Well, he was on my roster and I had to start him because I had no other options. Like I'm capturing it.
Even someone like Noah Fant, right? Like just because you waited, you have Fant at tight end 22, you started him. Right.
Yeah, I got fucking sniped on Noah Fant this draft too.
Oh, I hit on a sore spot. So. Sorry, as your shirt says. Yeah. Sorry.
This sucks. Coops, what's your picks here? All right, you going so fucking tight end or what?
I am going to go flexing tight end. I'm actually going to I'm going to hit two tight ends here. I'm going to.
Wow. Alan Inception.
I'm going to first hit JT Sanders.
This is insane.
And then I'm gonna hit
Alan literally convinced Koopa, who hates tight end, to take two.
All that tight end talk got Koop horny.
But before the tight end stuff, I'd
double
fist in
tight end and wide.
Yeah. Double fist in tight ends.
Jeez.
All right, Mike.
Mike, can we get the sphincter thing again? Come on.
He just took like all the tight ends that fucking matter.
Right.
Too.
Yeah.
It's like an asshole.
I thought none of them matter.
I heard someone, I'm sure you guys have plowed over this already, but they said how many more tight ends, young tight ends, second round tight ends can Zach Ertz block? This is another one, right?
Throw another
McBride,
one in there.
Yeah. Dallas Goedert.
I'll take Luke McCaffrey here.
He was the only other one I was deciding between.
You hate to see
it. I'm
going to
take one of my favorite receivers in the draft, Jalen McMillan.
Mm.
Wow, this is irony right here. I was just listening to a podcast. It's albeit dated, where Eric was like getting me all rock hard on Trey Palmer, and we've come a long way. You know?
Come a long way.
Much, yep.
When Johnny Wilson was he announced as a tight end? Because NFL Network Draft Tracker has him in as a wide receiver.
No.
Listen, can I tell you the truth? Nobody thinks he's a tight end except for dynasty gamers that are degenerates and want him to be one. It's just not happening.
And the NFL when they took him in the sixth round because they don't give a fuck.
Is this Chase Claypool debate all over again?
Here's what's going to happen. He's not going to be a good receiver. They're going to claim to try to transition to the tight end, but he's just dead.
That's usually the first
sign. Devin Funchess pass, you know? Except for he didn't even probably matter as much as Funchess. Who was the other one that they made a tight
Kelvin
end?
Kelvin Harmon? Like? Not Kelvin Harmon. Who was the other guy that was?
J.J. Arcega-Whiteside.
I call him J.J. Arcega-Downside.
Yeah. Downside. They made Jordan Matthews
and Hakeem Butler too, right?
Did they?
Hakeem
Butler
too.
They made Hakeem Butler
Matthews.
A tight end.
That was a strange one.
Yeah, he did a bunch of steroids and then came back and was like, "I'm good. Let's do this."
So, what do you guys think the odds are that they trade both Debo and Ayuk?
Zero. Well, actually, not zero. 10%.
I like the zero.
They, I mean, maybe that's why they drafted Jacob Cowing, right?
Ooh.
No.
To return kicks.
Is that who you're taking here, Al?
Not at all. I just wanted to see the picture of the pot.
What are the odds they trade zero of them and they just go like, you know, total ham, right?
There's no draft picks to trade for in this year's class anymore.
Well, it would be for next year.
Yeah, but don't the Niners want to win right now?
Yeah, I would. I just trade them in the offseason next season. Then right. I just roll with them this year. Fuck it.
Brock Purdy accounts for 0.39% of the cap. It's absolutely nuts.
Last year, where they can afford him, right?
Yeah.
How much does Kirk Cousins account for in cap?
Too much.
If you ask the front office, don't matter.
The NFL forgot to tell people they're going to a super flex format next year.
Yeah,
right.
Falcons are just ahead of the curve.
What do you think is going to be Michael Penix is QB what in most consensus dynasty rankings? Is it below? Go ahead.
I have him at
you mean overall?
Yeah, if we were in a startup right now and everyone's available, he is QB what?
I have him at QB 26.
Okay. That feels kind of right.
Actually. And give me the three or four names below him.
Baker Mayfield, Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson.
Baker feels low, brother.
You know I love Baker. I took him in round 5 of our startup, Mike. Right, and Adam.
I could argue Baker above him, a spot above him.
Okay.
I could be fine with that.
Who? Give us the name after Russ Wilson, then.
Justin Fields, Daniel Jones, Derek Carr, Geno Smith.
All right. That range. I think all those other ones make a ton of sense. I think you're right, though. That's about the range because I would put Baker ahead, but I think Russ and Fields. You don't know.
You know,
let's do the game. Top 10. Baker was top 10 last year. Isn't he worthy of a top 15, 18 ranking?
Let's do the game.
Oh, I mean, I just have guys above him that I like that.
Would you rather Will Levis or Michael Penix?
I'll let you get. I mean,
I got Levis.
Yeah, Levis. Playing. The guy who's on a team and playing, you know?
Would you rather Fields? Michael Penix.
Penix will play eventually. We can't say that about Fields.
Would you rather Derek Carr? Michael Penix.
Penix.
Aaron Rodgers or Michael Penix?
Penix.
Russell Wilson, Michael Penix.
Penix.
Daniel Jones or Michael Penix?
Penix.
Matt Stafford, Michael Penix.
Stafford.
I have Stafford. One spot ahead, so Stafford.
Let the world fucking burn, Penix.
Some men just want to watch the world.
Well, there's your cutoff. He's going to be somewhere from like 25 to 28 consensus.
Right.
Yep.
25, 28 consensus.
And it also, the only one I wanted to ask you guys about is the Aaron Rodgers thing. Like, isn't that a good dynasty trade? Let's say I'm like a team that's a top 2 or 3 or 4 team, and I have Michael Penix on my roster, and my QB gets hurt, and I don't have a QB2. This is a dynasty trade that you could trade away Michael Penix. There'll be some other pieces involved, but you get Aaron Rodgers. That's the type of a trade that can be done in week 14 or 10 or whatever it is.
Easily. Right. Unless Michael Penix is starting. Then you're fucked.
Given that it's the same. Given
but the problem reason that I have right now with what we're talking about with, hey, Michael Penix, like it versus all these guys that we just mentioned. We just took Michael Penix at the 111. How many of those quarterbacks, if you sent the 112 for, could you get even above the level that we just said Michael Penix is at?
Almost all of them.
Really? I think people are stingy when it comes to quarterbacks in like week 10 when they know you're desperate.
But in terms of where the value is right now,
right?
Like, I would not want to. If I went to one of these people and I said, "Hey, I'm willing to offer." I'm even just thinking, what is a tier higher? Can I offer you like Bryce Goff. Young for 112? Like, people are in this draft right now are probably going to say no. I'd rather have my 112. But if you said I'm gonna offer you my Bryce Young, I'm gonna offer you my Michael Penix for Bryce Young, people are gonna laugh you out of the room.
Right.
And so
Penix is over or undervalued?
I'm thinking that based on everything you all just said, but the fact that we said it one of the at 111, I'm drafting Michael Penix. That's off.
Well, Penix
is more valuable.
Okay.
I think Penix is the right value at the 111, but I think that we're talking about him too low.
Well, here's a question back to you, Coop. If Bryce Young was in this draft with all these rookies, where is he going?
Dude, can we put Barry? Well, can we put Barry's comment on the screen, please? We got a Barry Koopa fight happening. It's awesome.
I've been ignoring them.
I think you have. If we are putting Bryce Young not as a prospect, where he is now, startup value right now,
we have weird rules in this draft where it's all the rookies and Bryce Young. That's the rules of this league.
Yep. So Bryce Young for me ends up at like the 110. I put him right in front of Bowers.
I take him at the 108.
So then Penix for Bryce Young is a fair trade.
But well,
here, so that's your point. In my mind, that's your point. Yeah, that's your point. That's your point.
The big difference between Penix and Bryce and Levis for me, I think that a lot of times we overlook this in Dynasty. A year from now, Michael Penix is unlikely to be dead. He's unlikely to be that different. Right, but
he's unlikely to change.
I that's what I'm saying. Bryce Young and Will Levis with better situations this year, if they both disappoint, that you could see huge value drops from them because they are playing.
Right.
And they're also going into year three next year.
But what I'm hearing in terms of the value right now, I would almost rather have Penix because it's almost like a draft pick that's a name. That's the weird thing about getting Penix right now.
It's a 2025 first almost.
The difference is that it's basically different currency, right? Penix is outside of something happening to Cousins, probably not going to be someone that you can put in your super flex spot. That's part of the scarcity problem too, right? You can't play him yet.
Correct.
Yep.
It's a Joker card.
Yeah, I think Alan said it perfectly. I think it is. I think Michael Penix right now is like the 25-112.
Or at best, what, like, the 108?
Yeah, at best the 108. But like, if you wanted to value him, I'd say he's like the 25-112.
But let me give you.
But you know, it's not going to change.
Let me give you the thing that we haven't said to tell you, Barry, you're fucking crazy. Guess what happens when Michael Penix becomes the day one, when he takes over this job? What happens if Michael Penix is the starter for Kirk Cousins in week 8?
He's QB 12.
The only person that's crazy is the person that says that his value is too low. Michael Penix is going to skyrocket up the board when he gets the opportunity.
Yep.
For the record, if he at number 8 doesn't get an opportunity, he'll be the only quarterback ever in the history of the world to see that.
It's literally the most unique. There's nothing ever. Jordan
Love's
closest
thing. Go
ahead.
Y'all be impatient. Yeah. You want to be impatient in Dynasty? That's a losing battle, my friends. Yeah, impatient player in Dynasty? Good fucking luck.
I'm impatient with tight ends and running backs.
Well, that's because the sphincter and the tight end, you know?
The tight end stick.
Right. Don't you think, for fantasy, forget reality, that Jordan Love is the best comparable to this situation? You held him for 3 years, and then you went through, like, it almost... You thought he was horrible after like week 6 or whatever it was. And
you know how
first round startup pick.
We do something often that's pretty flawed, I think. We try to compare completely different situations and be like, this is the corollary of that. There is no fucking corollary for Penix and Cousins. Stop trying to act like we know the future when we've never seen it before.
Right.
It's never happened. There's not even anything close.
I guess the only thing I was trying to compare there, Adam, was like...
Not to you. I'm talking to Barry. I'm sorry.
The proverbial you.
You were catching a stray, it felt like. Yep. Yeah, go ahead.
I don't mind a stray, though. But patience was rewarded with Jordan Love. That's really the point. Extreme patience. Years.
Now, Jordan Love did
hit
a huge...
It was rewarded before he even took a snap as the dedicated starter.
Right.
If you're talking August of... if you're talking August, before he started his first game in week 1 for the Packers, you could reasonably say, hey, the value of this guy is a late first.
Sure. Jordan Love, though, is a little different because he did, like, what was it, year 3 when he wasn't still starting? He probably had the biggest value loss of a player that had not played ever at a quarterback position.
Yeah.
He was like an 18th, 20th round pick.
Yeah, so he fell down hard. And that is something that, sure, maybe you have to consider, but the in my mind, you spend the 108 on Michael Penix, you are not at least giving him a chance. And when he gets that chance, you're going to know what his value is. His value is going to be probably a back end first.
Yes, Barry. I said Cousins is worth nothing. That's exactly what I said. By the way, I do think, though, one thing to consider, it's easy to say this now. If you know that you are not someone that is able to diamond hand something, do not take Michael Penix. You will fuck yourself.
It's Bitcoin in its early stages, right? And then when it's dropping, you got to diamond hands it. That's what it is. And then you were rewarded when you bought it at 9K, and now it's 60, whatever. It's very
if you're hella reactionary, Michael Penix is going to cost you.
Quick, who's up on the clock, by the way?
I took McMillan, so I had him.
Is it me?
Yeah. I'm a quick pee break, guys. Quick pee break.
Uh-oh. Alan, you're on the clock. I don't even know. What were the last picks? We went down a tangent there. Sanat, Sanders, McCaffrey, McMillan.
In terms of the NFL draft, we had Jaden Crumedy, Micah Abram, Travis Glover, and Will Reichard.
Oh, wow.
We got a kicker come off to the Vikings.
First kicker.
So, first kicker.
Who's the kicker?
One punter and one kicker.
Will Reichard.
Will Reichard. Okay. Alabama guy.
Alabama guy.
I am going to take the guy that I tried to take last time and didn't need to unnecessarily.
Adam, I went to the bathroom and came back. You haven't picked?
Listen, Alan, we were talking about something about you while you were tinkling. Don't worry about it.
Alan, twice.
Who's got such a peaceful bird in the background? What is that?
Oh, that's me.
Wow. You have a pet bird?
That's Ohio?
It's just the woods outside the window.
Yeah. We finally have
80-degree weather here.
Mm. Yeah.
And you're enjoying it by sitting inside.
Yeah.
Like us all.
You're up, by the way, Alan.
Oh, twice. I'm up. Okay.
Are you still tinkling?
No. Yes.
He's still tinkling.
I do pee. You know what? You guys are younger than me, but I'm starting to get to that wake up in the middle of the night multiple times and pee thing. It is so annoying. It's so annoying.
I know that. I pee all the time. People were giving me a bunch of shit last year.
How many times a night? Two? One?
Yeah, at least two.
1.75 premium?
Yeah. A 2X. Stop delaying, Alan. You are two picks.
Okay. We're at four. We're in the fourth round here. I'm just looking at my wide receiver board here.
Everyone, pay attention. This is excellent professional delaying right now. All right. I love this.
This is terrible process to take a wide receiver here, but based on the landing spot, Malik Washington, if one of those guys gets hurt, there is some nuclear upside.
All right, number two.
I would argue at this spot, there's not like a horrible process. This is dart throw season here.
This year's Tank Dell. I'm making a joke. Wait, who? If there is going to be a this year's Puka, who is the most likely? Is it Troy Franklin? And when I say just like a guy who delivers you like every week start. Who is it? This year's Puka.
I think you can put Javon Baker in that category.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so.
You get outside that top fucking 50 picks in the NFL draft for wide receivers, like, I'm very leery. You make some exceptions.
I think it's Franklin or Baker, one of those two.
Franklin or Baker.
But after that, you kind of rate these guys off, you know, third-round picks, rookie drafts.
Bub Means.
No.
Fuck out of here.
I like it, though. Adam put something on record, so if he comes back, just shot in the dark.
Imagine taking boring, like, Puka. Who saw Puka coming? Come on. Give me a name that you're fucking... Go out there on a limb.
Derek Brown.
Derek Brown, I love you, D-Bro, if you hear this, but he had everybody as a hit. So.
And, you know, this is Derek. Anyone else who said, I loved Puka, if you loved them that much, you would have taken him in the first round. You know why you didn't?
To be fair, he did. Well, that's
true. He did? First round?
No, not the first. I didn't hear that. I cut you off before the first round. You're correct.
Yeah.
He did not.
Adam jumped the gun.
Yep, I'm sorry.
Did he take him in the second round?
I don't know.
Because if you took him in the third when he was going the fifth, that's liking him, but it's not loving him.
Who's your second pick here, Alan?
Oh, I go twice. Okay. Yep. So I did not know that.
This is tough.
I'm sitting here bullshitting.
Alan has given us like 15 pieces of actionable advice before making two picks. Is
I'm just, all right. Where are we? I'm just, let's see. Sorry about that. I can't believe I was that dude that held it up here. This is so bad. How about Kamani Vidal?
Okay.
Kamani Vidal.
Why is that so bad?
It's not so bad.
No, I was going to say, I don't think that's bad at all.
Yeah.
I think this is a team that's about to run the football. And
is he ahead of Isaiah Spiller?
Who? That guy is
dead. Oh, yeah.
Who?
Easy.
Yeah.
Easy.
Yeah.
So what do you think is the day one? I mean, let's fast forward past training camp. What's the depth chart order if J.K. Dobbins is even like semi-healthy?
Can I come out? I'm going to go out on a limb. This year's Puka Nacua could be Kamani Vidal.
It's just a different position. There you go.
There it
just
is.
Just a running back. I like it.
I would go Gus, Dobbins, Vidal would be the three. Okay.
So Vidal's got a good opportunity because everybody else there is shit.
So, Eric, right. When you guys do your clean out podcast, are you going to be cleaning out Spiller? He's a drop in 30 deeps? Okay.
Yeah.
It's over. Yeah, unfortunately.
Yep. It's a new regime, so yeah.
Okay.
Adam.
All right.
Adam.
Traded up for that son of a bitch in the second. I'm pissed.
So I'm going right before Eric. Let's get the demonic here, the 50. Jordan Travis.
Yuck.
Okay. I will go ahead and I don't like Garendo, so I'll go Braylon Allen.
Fuck off.
Wow.
What a dick.
This is so crazy. We were talking about Garendo being a late second round pick with Theo and those guys. This is so nuts. I think I am persuaded that Jordan Mason, right? He's still there.
Right. Yeah, Mason. Elijah Mitchell's still there. Yeah.
Elijah Mitchell's there for one game.
The problem is, like I said, Theo gets so positive on some of these guys. The minute they're drafted, he's the RB2. Everyone else is dead. Christian McCaffrey's dead.
If you want a running back, Mike, Jawar Jordan just got taken.
Abso-fucking-lutely not.
Let's go. Louisville running backs to the moon.
I don't give a fuck where he went. Plus, I'm getting UFL fantasy points.
That sounds like a format-dependent thing, but I don't judge.
Format-dependent.
Who's producing the show? Who's keeping up with these picks on the scroll? This is amazing. Coop, you're an invaluable piece of the organization. This is pretty good stuff here.
I'll take Garendo since I got fucking sniped.
Alan, you want me to really blow your mind?
Yes.
He's got two glasses of wine in his hands right now.
And honestly,
is he down to one?
This one bottle that's completely kicked, and this is the fortified. I have to refill my glass soon.
Real man works better when he's drunk on wine.
He doesn't always drink wine, but when he does, it's in a South Harmon wine glass.
You guys have South Harmon wine glass merch.
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
I mean, that
Coop saved some pussy for the rest of us.
Shaved.
Right there. SouthHarmonFF.com.
It's right here, apparently, Alan says.
Look at that. Here, I'm going on. I'm going to order one now.
I was interested. Coop, you could make two picks here, but I was interested too. We were talking about this situation. What about the Matt Flynn, Russell Wilson situation back in the day?
What about
the Kirk Cousins Penix thing? Now, different draft capital, obviously. But I also kind of wanted to put a corollary on it. Back in the day, they didn't pay quarterbacks like they do now at all.
Yeah.
So, like, at the time, Flynn signed a pretty big contract for what the times were considering. If you did the math, he's signing like a deal that's Geno Smith or better, what Geno just signed. So, I mean, you're talking something where it's going to be $26, $27, $28 million a year. Then they go out and they draft Russ. Matt Flynn never sees the fucking field ever.
All right.
Like, it's over for him.
Does
the money actually fucking matter? Because even back then when they were stingy with it, with quarterback money, they still said it didn't fucking matter. We don't care. We just signed Matt Flynn. Doesn't matter. Russ beat him. This is his team now.
You know, we like to, for a game that has probably the most variance that you could have in human like games, we like to speak in a lot of definitives. What are we sure that when Kirk Cousins is behind center, like this team is going to win the division? That's what we kind of like assume. Like, is Kirk Cousins guaranteed to keep the job for how long? Let's talk about from a downside perspective real quick. Well, this is a
different. It's not the field. I don't know. I don't know because you get that injury.
Right. What if he's not playing that well? They have a new coaching staff.
What if he's not good?
I'm not acting like it's guaranteed, but What do we think the downside is?
Like, I guess I can see the Michael Penix hate if you're looking at Kirk Cousins as an absolute. You're 1,000% sure this is the dude, and he's still good. He's gonna play well. We don't know though. You don't.
I'm like a little bit sick because you know, I listen to you guys. I listen to all the Dynasty content out there, and I was being persuaded that when I had pick 6, 7, 8 in a startup to go wide receiver heavy and go a little trashier at quarterback. So I've been getting a lot of Kirk Cousins in round 5 in these startups. So I'm also really hoping this works out because I'm telling you, my teams are dead on arrival with a lot of good wide receivers if it doesn't.
It could be very bad for him, to be honest. Like, that's a range of outcomes.
Can I trade Kirk Cousins right now? If I want to trade out low, what could I get? Am I looking at like...
Could you even get Michael Penix back?
I was going to... No.
Hold on. Real quick, we got Alex Smith. And now, granted, not nearly as highly paid, but Alex Smith took this team to the best team in the AFC, right? And then they lost.
Right.
Jimmy G took the team to the Super Bowl. Both guys had top 10 picks after them and immediately gone.
Yep. But no one, they didn't have the contract that he has. So that's the difference.
Garoppolo
had some dead money. Now, granted, not $100 million, but my point is based on top 10 picks.
Right.
Like, I just don't want to speak in absolutes and be like, yeah, Penix is sitting for 3 years. That's insane to say out loud.
In 2021, Garoppolo had a cap hit of 14.47%, which is actually quite a bit. By all accounts, Geno's got a 10%.
Over 20 million.
Yeah, he $26.4 million, Adam.
Right.
Mike, here's the other thing about it is that there was no mock drafts out there in the entire planet of Earth that had Michael Penix as a top 7 pick, meaning that the Falcons picked at 8. Correct. If they knew they were going to do this, or they even had like a left eye on him, why would they sign Kirk Cousins to the contract? I mean, did something happen between 6 weeks ago when they signed him and that day?
Yeah.
That's another point of contention. We don't know.
I can tell you what happened. Taylor Heineke to fucking save money.
There was a bunch of fraud that got found out about because someone opened their fat mouth.
Right. Interested to see what the cap hit was on, in my opinion. Was on old Alex Smith back in the day.
So give me sell low. We always talk about sell high, buy low. Give me some sell lows on Kirk Cousins, a couple ways I could do it. Because I have a really good teams in these startups. Of course, everyone thinks they have a good team. But I have Kirk Cousins in one spot as my QB1 and another spot as my QB2.
Are you looking for another quarterback or just draft?
Yeah, him? I want to pivot down and, you know.
Can you get Will Levis?
I don't even think the Will Levis guy will do it.
Bryce Young?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's what you're looking at. You're looking at Young, Levis. If you want to go veteran for veteran, Stafford.
Can I add a second? Yes. Can I add a second or another piece and go for Deshaun Watson?
I think you could go crustier. Go ahead though. What would that cost?
Yeah, I just don't think that any of those. I think I would have to give someone something to get Will Levis. Nobody wants Kirk Cousins right now. Nobody.
He's trending down 12 spots, and Levis is one spot below him. So he's probably gonna go lower.
Stafford or Rodgers, I think, is the best way to get out of them.
Yep.
I tell you that you could, if you really want to get crusty. Now, this is risky, but I think that there's inherent risk with a lot of the guys starting probably at Watson. What kind of a plus can you get back if you go down to Russ?
Ooh, that's a good, interesting one.
I'll take Russ in a second.
I think that's what you can get, and I think everybody was... Fuck Russ, he's dead. Well, okay, you could be right, but what if Russ and Cousins start the same amount of games?
And I got a plus on top. Right. And I get who went at 2.4 in our. Okay, Pearsall. Someone gives me Pearsall and Russ for Cousins. I love that.
Yeah, I mean, seconds in this class I like quite a bit, so I would be willing to do that.
Coop, what were your two picks, by the way?
All right, my first pick is
a long ass video.
Guy that just came off the board, Dylan Lobb.
Oh, he did come off the board.
Where'd Dylan Lobb go?
He just came off the board to the Las Vegas.
Oh,
nice.
Perfect fit.
Vegas, baby.
I think that's the perfect fit for him. Honestly, probably.
And it doesn't kill Zamir White.
Earlier in the fourth round.
Everybody's happy.
What was
Zamir White still alive?
Abdullah. Kills Abdullah.
Well, I think Barry's left the chat.
That guy kills Abdullah. 6 years probably kills Madison.
Talk about someone who was dead already.
Yeah. What's your other one? The other guy I'm going to go with is I'm going to take Keelan Robinson.
Yuck.
Ooh.
I didn't say we're playing a kick return.
It's disgusting, but he might be. Well, he might be the backup in Jacksonville. They've got no one there.
Just take that, yeah. Lewis. Just take that, Lewis Reese. Whatever.
Take that fucking dog shit. That's how bad he was. Sleeper was like, we ain't even put him on the list.
Yeah. If we see an influx of kick returns in the NFL, do you think it's worth advocating for yardage returned in our fantasy leagues?
Yes.
Maybe adding kick returner as a spot?
I draw the line.
I don't think I would just add the yardage.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Just add the yardage. Because in terms of NFL depth chart wise, they aren't listed as a kick returner. They're listed as a position. So
and then what would be the correct points? 4-1, like 25 points is a yard. I mean, 25 yards is a point.
That's Theo Johnson for me.
Too low.
Theo Johnson's my pick.
25 to a point is way too low. It in order for it to matter, it needs to be at least 15.
15. Okay.
Koopa, are you? A blocking tight end.
Most popular, because since I did a podcast that literally came out this morning all about it. Most popular is 10 yards per point. And ooh, I think that is totally fine.
Give me Eric All for the final pick.
Wow. Y'all really disrespect the TIP like
okay.
that.
Okay. And who's honorable mention? Who would have been the next few picks? So just shout him out. I'm just curious.
Goodness. Let me look at my...
I had some Anaya Smith interest just as wide receiver 3 in Philly.
Yeah. Honestly, I mean, I guess you could put Cowing in there. Devontae Walker, I'm just not a fan in Baltimore.
Right.
He'd be fine, I guess.
What's the depth chart behind Mixon right now? Is it actually Jawar Jordan?
No, Damian Pierce. Jawar Jordan. I think,
you want to talk about a kick returner.
Ogunwale still there.
Right.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about him. Good call. Yep.
Okay. Adam Jawar Jordan, sub-90 speed score. Don't fucking worry.
I'm not drafting him. I just said what the depth chart is.
I was just curious. Is Johnny Wilson worth a fifth-round rookie pick?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I think so.
Because, you know, can we just go another round here, just like verbally? Because, I want to know who I – because I'm in a – most of my leagues are five-round rookie drafts. I'm just curious who you guys like.
I don't like Jawar Jordan.
Me either.
I don't really like Chase McClellan either.
This is normally where
I start taking the running backs, but there's just none. There's none left that have been drafted that I want.
Round 5, I think it's okay to take a flyer on Joe Milton.
Mm.
He went to New England, correct?
Yeah, New England.
Okay.
Do they have a backup quarterback right now?
Jacoby.
Oh, Jacoby, right, of course.
Bailey Zappi.
Right. So he could be cut. He could get drafted and not even make the roster.
Yeah. Right.
This is really yucky. Guys,
I mean, like Jace McClellan went to the Falcons. I don't even really like him. Jawar Jordan, no thanks. Isaiah Davis is still there. A lot of people like him, so he'd probably be going right here.
But he's got game day inactive written all over him too, right? There's with Braylon Allen and
pretty much
Abanacanda.
Gross.
Remember what Abanacanda, but worse.
All right, well, we don't have to go through it then if it's an annoying exercise.
No, I mean, it's. I think what's going to end up happening is after all these picks are made, we'll have the undrafted guys go to teams too. Remember Sean Tucker? Like, there's going to be other names that people will end up start taking
Sean
in the
Tucker
fifth round
is going
as well.
In the third round of fucking drafts last
That's
year.
That's what I'm saying. There's going to be some names fucking, that have landing spots undrafted and people take.
Thaddeus Moss, same thing, because he was Randy Moss's kid, would go in the fucking third round.
Speaking of which, we don't have Brendan Rice, right?
Yeah, he hasn't gone yet. Frank Gore Jr. hasn't gone yet.
Bloodlines.
Let me see who else hasn't gone yet. Blake Watson, a guy I really liked. That Cody Schrader, a lot of people liked him. Kendall Milton, both Georgia running backs haven't gone yet. Quarterbacks Pratt and Devin Leary are still out there.